Thank you very, very much. Okay, all right. Okay, we need, in here in the studio, we're just marveling at this. And now, Kim Brady.
Yes, ma'am.
There we go. All right. This is, we have Kim Malady, who is our violinist. And I don't hear Kim right now. But Kim, one of the things impressed me about her is that if you were in the studio, you could see her. She is just not perturbed or out. Or anything like that. So, what I'm thinking about is, right, Kim, now, how long have you been doing this?
I've been playing for 4 years.
4 years, okay. And how did you start out?
I started playing in my school orchestra in the sixth grade.
Okay. And were you playing the violin originally, or did you switch from another instrument?
I originally started playing violin.
All right. And now I'm going to say Brady so I can keep my Kims separated. What made you kind of like get to the urban violinist? How did that come about?
Well, with me, a lot of music. I follow a lot of rock and roll and a lot of Jean LaPonte and Noel Pointer.
Okay, now are you a musician yourself?
No, I'm not.
Okay, but you saw your daughter play, and then what? What was your thought process, or what was your way of getting to her to this point of being the urban violinist?
Well, I wanted to play an instrument, so I bought a violin 2 years prior to her playing. Mm-hmm. And then once she started playing, I saw she could catch on fast. I started letting her listen to some of my CDs.
Okay. And she would accompany them, is that it?
Some of it she would, some she wouldn't. Some she was close to it.
Okay. Kim, when you first started in the, you said the sixth grade was when you started playing the orchestra?
Yes.
Okay. What was your impression? Did you want to continue on, or was it, you know, a combination of you and your dad both together? How did that come about for you?
It was a combination between me and my dad. Like you said, I have like a lot of access to his music, mm-hmm. so I want to be a part of that also.
Okay. Now, are you still performing with the orchestra and other groups, or what? Are you still a solo?
I am still a solo artist.
Okay. When did you go solo?
After I got out of my orchestra, I decided to come solo because I wanted to play different types of music, not just classical.
Oh, okay. Do you have a preference at this time, or are you still kind of like you love music and whatever you happen to, you know, suits your fancy?
I love all types of music. I don't have a specific genre I like.
Okay. Now, are you still, right now you're performing, are you studying music any other way? Because I noticed that I did notice that you were reading at times. Am I correct with that?
Yes.
Okay. And Kim Brady, will she be studying some more, or how would that?
Oh, yeah. She studies right now. She has a private teacher.
Oh, okay. All right. So that means how much practice time do we got, Kim?
2 hours a day.
Okay. And then some, right?
Yes.
Okay. Where do you see yourself going with all this?
I see myself in a couple years. Well, I like people, so I want to do violin. But I would like to be a nurse or a practitioner when I grow up.
Okay. Now, I do know that, I'm going to say maybe about a couple of weeks ago or something, that you had a chance to see Regina Carter.
Yes.
Perform. What was your impression of her?
She is an amazing violinist.
Okay. And do you see yourself being a similar type of performer, or that someone that you can inspire you, but you can continue to do your thing?
I'm going to continue to do my thing.
Okay. All right. What did you like so much about Miss Carter?
Miss Carter, the way she plays and the type of music she plays is really amazing.
Okay. What about it is amazing to you?
Like the way it sounds and how beautiful it is when she plays.
Okay. All right. Brady, what was your impression of Miss Carter?
Well, she's a wonderful woman. I like the way she swings. Mm-hmm. So I'm into jazz as well. So.
Okay. Now, there are different things that you say urban violinist. What does that mean? What type of performance are we talking about?
The urban violinist is not like one specific genre. She doesn't play one specific genre. She loves all types of music, okay. Not just one specific one.
Okay. And what venues have you been playing at?
I have played for Habitat Humanity, and recently I just did the Dearborn Inn, mm-hmm. and a very nice hotel.
Okay.
And I did the African American Museum about a month ago.
All right. What's the difference in the different venues that you've performed? Because like I said, I saw you at Eastern Market. What has been the difference in the different venues that you've gone to?
The difference is like the atmosphere. Like some could be like dress up or dress down or casual. Mm-hmm. Like that's mostly the difference between it.
Okay. How does it affect your performance? Does it impact the way you perform depending on what venue you're at?
I try to do my best at all my venues. So,
like I said, Lady Liz, she is professional. All right, we have here, I'm going to go with this track number 8. It's called Edge of Glory. Is that a good one for you right now, Kim?
Yes, it is.
Okay, all right. We're going to do track number 8, Edge of Glory. Okay. Yes. All right. Thank you, my lady. Now, the question. You're 14. Now, you said you wanted to be a nurse. Where do you see yourself? How are you going to work the urban violinist with the nursing and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I hopefully, after like working and some of my patients, I hope to soothe them with violin if they're feeling any pain or anything.
Okay. Now, you know there's a field called music therapist. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Oh, this child is 14, okay? All right. So you're going to be doing this as a hobby, as a what?
I'm doing it more as a hobby right now because I have to focus on school and other things.
Okay, all right. Do you plan on going to college after you graduate? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, and then your training?
Training.
Okay, I just had a note handed to me that she is 13, not 14.
Yes.
Okay, she's a lady, but all right, so therefore she's still awesome. All right. Okay, all right, so going to finish school, that type of thing. Your music studies, is that going to be secondary or just what are you going to be doing with all that? Well, as you're becoming a nurse and all that type of stuff.
I will try to slide it in whenever I can, but I will always study and practice my violin.
Okay. Brady, Does that kind of sit with your vision, or where do you see things happening?
Yes, ma'am. It certainly does. Sits right with me. we just want her to be able to be versatile on everything.
Okay.
Study at all, whatever you're doing, it's going to be her focus. You know, have her own thing. And if she is into medicine and a violin, make sure you stay with just that and not jump around to just anything that comes your way.
So, in other words, plan your work and then work your plan. Is that it?
Yes, kind of. But we'll see.
All right. As she was beginning to get into this, what were some of the things that you observed in her performance and what she was going through?
Hot dogging a lot. She hot dogs a lot.
Meaning what? Now, when you say hot.
Well, she sometimes when she's really enjoying what she's doing, she's not concentrating. So we have to make sure she concentrates on everything that she does, even with her homework when she's doing schoolwork. She'll get something and she'll learn it real good, and then she just goes too fast sometimes.
Goes too fast.
So you have to slow her down.
Slow her down. Okay. All right. If anyone has ever met Mr. Brady, you will know that he is a high energy person. So I'm wondering how Kim, the violinist, is going to slow down when she's got a mighty wind underneath her feet. Mr. Brady is a energy, and whenever you see them out in public, you will know that that's the wind that's underneath her wings. So he's been very, very supportive, very focused, I think that's a good way of saying it, in promoting and helping her. And it's not really promoting her. Like I said, if you'd have to, whenever you see them out in public, you will know. I'm kind of jumping around, but something happened. Is Kim going to be performing someplace soon, or is she coming up?
Yes, she's going to be back at the Dearborn Inn on the 19th of December.
Okay.
And after that, right now, nothing. We're in the process of building onto another hot rod. We're hot rodders. So we are building a 1923 T-bucket.
Okay. Now, Kim, what type of violin is it that you are violin are you using?
This is a Cremona violin made in 1865.
Okay, and how did you come about getting that violin?
My neighbor down the street, he played violin as a younger person, and he wasn't using it anymore, so he gave it to me.
Okay, all right. And then I know you have a backup violin. What is that?
This is called a Mendini, made in it's just called Mendini. It doesn't have a date on it.
Okay, all right. Do you see yourself at some point investing into some other type of violin, or what, you know, do you see that happening in the time future?
Yes, if you're talking to me, she has 8 violins.
Oh, okay.
So right now I don't need any more.
All right, I know right now the technical producer right now, he didn't have a chance to go by, and he was very inspired by what he saw at her house. I understand her bedroom's like a studio, is that it?
That is true.
All right. Now, my technician wants me to stay on track here, so we're going to pick up with number 3. And then, Kim, I'm going to let you do 3 open arms. That's 3. 4 is what's going on. And then 5. So we're going to have 3 songs from the Urban Violinist.
Thank you.
And now we're going to Falling for You. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. As Kim was playing, her father was letting me know that she also, and I think I mentioned earlier in the program, that she also reads music. And her dad was letting, excuse me, Mr. Brady. That's her. Mr. Brady was letting me know that she also has some classical music that she has there in the studio with her so that she can, she was going to do some of the performances as well. But before we get into that, Kim, you said you practice 2 hours a day. So where's the rest of your day? How's that? What's the rest of your day?
Well, when I get home, I start on my homework, and then I eat, and then I get on violin.
Okay. All right. And then when you're not a violinist and you're not eating, and what else? What is the Kim who is not a violinist? What is her, some of her other interests?
Well, me and my dad, we like to go bike riding. We like to go ride in our classic cars.
Okay. And which classic cars do you have?
We have a 1923 T-Bucket, a 1955 Chevy Bel Air, and a 1928 MGTD.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I don't, what am I going to do with that? I have no idea.
Really awesome.
Listen, our technician's kind of like, way to go, girl. Okay. All right. Kim, I'm going to let you announce. Tell us which two classical music portions that you want to play, and just let us know when you're ready. And Brady.
Yes, ma'am.
Classical cars?
Classic cars, yeah, we love them.
Okay. Is Kim an only child?
No, I have a 30-year-old daughter named okay. Brianna.
All right.
And she's a nurse.
All right.
And she don't care about these classic cars. But Kim's an old lady.
Okay.
And a 13-year-old body.
No, she, as I'm saying, she, and whenever you come to see her, and I'm before I go in, a couple of things I'm trying to say, do a lot of things at one time. If you are interested, and I'll give the number out again, but if you wanted to contact the Urban Violinist, the number is 313-551-44009. And I will be giving that number out again later on in the show. Kim, let me kind of like raise your little baton up. Let me know if you're ready for your class. Okay, my girl is ready. Okay? Urban Violinist.
Give me 1 second.
All right, Ken, let us know when you're ready to do your... Okay.
By J.B. Lilly.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Kim.
You're welcome.
And as I'm in the studio now, we are kind of looking at how we want to allow the audience to hear her and that type of thing. So what, Kim, I won't kind of catch you. I caught her off guard when I told her that she knew how to do classicals, but she was set up to
what
do
so. What was the name of that song?
And the name of the song again that you just played for us, Kim, what
it
was
that? It is Gavette.
Say that one more time.
Gavette.
Okay, and that's was that a particular artist or a composer?
It is by J.B. Lilly.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, now, Kim, what we're going to do now, just so my people who are behind the scenes and are making this show work won't drop me off the boat, we're going to do 6 and 7 tracks, and then we're going to, you've already done 8, and then we go 9 and 10. And then if we at the end of your performance, if we still have some time, we'll then go into some of your classical music, so that way you'll be prepared as well, okay? Okay, so let us know when you're ready to start. Number 6, okay? And that's going to be Raise Your Glass.
Yes.
Okay.
1 second.
And this is our Urban Violinist, and she's tuning up and stuff like that. Brady.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How much are you, your goals for next year? You said she's going to be kind of like taking a break now, or?
Well, all through the winter time, we do a lot of studying, and then in the summertime, she doesn't study as much as far as going to a teacher, but she likes to play all over the place. So, you know, we'll do the Eastern Market and then any other venues that come up, and we've had quite a bit of following. So,
okay, all right, okay, thank you very much. Okay, now we go for Raise Your Glass. And now we have Ain't No Mountain High Enough with Kim, the Urban Violinist. Thank you. Okay, Kim. I really enjoyed that, and I just heard a tidbit as though you were playing that particular song, and I understand from you that's the first song that you learned.
Yes, it is.
And how old were you when you learned that one?
I was 11.
11. Okay. Now, wait a minute. Now, you started off playing when you were six, so...
Sixth grade.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I got prompters here, which got a sixth grade. Okay, so therefore we can't start, but ain't no mountain high enough. All right, something. Now, have you ever played with another group since you left the high school? Or was it when you were, was that the high school band?
I was in elementary.
Elementary, okay. Have you ever played with any other groups since then?
No, I've been a solo artist since I got out of orchestra.
Okay, now I think I remember Brady telling me that one time you joined in, there was some type of, they were playing at in the community, where they were playing some like jazz, and she was able to do a karaoke type of thing.
Oh, yes, at Always Brewing. Actually, I'll be there tonight at 7 o'clock.
Ah, okay, and where's that located? It's on Grand River?
It's on Grand River. And just east of Otter Drive.
Okay. Now, is this a karaoke or just exactly what is this now?
It's a jam session.
A jam session. So, you be playing with people, by yourself? What is it?
I start out playing by myself. Then if someone wants me to join in, I'll join in.
Oh, okay. So, how many times have you done this?
This will be my second time.
And what was it like?
It was really fun, like collaborating with different people is really cool.
Okay, and what type of musicians were you collaborating with?
I was playing with classical musicians there from the DSO.
Oh, okay, all right. And so were you reading the music or you just improvising? How was this?
I improvised.
Improvised, okay. And they invited you back for more?
Yes, they did.
My girl. All right. Anything that, you know, if you were trying to share with some other person, young person, about what you were doing, what would you think you would want to tell them?
About playing any instrument or anything
mm-hmm.
like that?
Just the whole experience.
I would say practice, 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 because practice, after that, you can only get better.
Okay. Do you remember some kind of time, in your 4 years of doing this, does any particular experience stand out more than any other?
When I first started, playing Ain't No Mountain High Enough, first starting was really big for me because I played in my talent show and I saw all the reactions from my peers and it made me want to play even more.
Okay. Now, do you still have an opportunity to play for your peers and other? No. That then we can share with them?
Yes, I'll be playing at the at our winter concert at my school on the 16th.
Okay, so you are still playing within your, an orchestra or a band or something?
No, it's not an orchestra. I'm not in band or anything. I'm just, doing a sideshow. So.
Oh, okay. Brady, has she ever performed, where, I guess you would say, where she was, being featured as a certain venue like that?
Oh, yes, she did the Birmingham Business Guild for Habitat for Humanity. She mm-hmm. also did a big show for artists, we don't want to use their name, mm-hmm. up in Rochester Hills.
Okay.
And, she did the two shows at the Charles H. Wright Museum this mm-hmm. summer.
Mm-hmm.
So she's done quite a bit in, small parties. She's done some of those. But most of the time, she loves that Eastern Market.
She has a way of interacting with people. Is there any type of performance venue that you're setting your sights for her?
Yes, it is. I'm looking for the Fox Theater, Orchestra Hall. We have Max Fisher seasonal passes. I'd like to see her there one day.
Okay. All right. And that's something that you're putting out in the cosmos and you're going to claim it. Is that it?
I'm going as fast as I can with that. Because the better she gets, the more money she makes, the more I can retire.
Now we're getting down to the nitty gritty of everything. All right. Kim, I think what I want you to do now, we have the Carol of the Bells and then the True Colors. And then after that, I think we'd like to do one more classic. Does that sound, how's that sound to you?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. So let's start off with Carol of the Bells. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Okay. We're almost there. Mm-hmm. All right, Kim. And now are you going to be having two classicals for us or some classical for us? Okay. And have you, when as you make your selection, we have enough time, I'm thinking for about maybe two classical selections. So while you're, let us, I'll kind of like raise your baton and let me know when you're ready, and I'll kind of like talk with Brady a little bit. And Brady, she says she likes it all. What do you think you would like to see her with? What type of music or genre do you think you'd like her to have a go with?
Well, more jazz. That alternative music is pretty nice. She likes that Maroon 5. Then again, she likes a lot of John Coltrane and Frank Sinatra.
Okay. Kim, have you, well, I'll ask, well, because Kim's still doing her selection, has she ever composed any music on her for herself, or has she put some things together on her own?
No, not right now. She hasn't.
Okay. All right. She has a private tutor, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And how often is she with the private tutor?
She's with the private tutor once a week.
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And that's for how long?
For half an hour.
Half an hour. Do you see her then getting into maybe after the tutor, get into some more advanced training, or what's your plan at this point?
Well, this summer we had talked about it. We're going to go with some more lessons because mm-hmm. then money won't be taken out of everything else. Like, you know, could get her back to school. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of change to drive her deep into Dearborn. So, mm-hmm. but that'll leave extra money in the summertime. So she'll go a few more times than she is right now, and then. Just letting her be a little girl, letting her be a young lady. You know what I'm saying?
A young lady, because at 13, we're not little girls.
She's not a little girl anymore.
No. She is a young lady, correct, Kim?
Yes.
All right. Do you at some time see her going into some type of, I was going to ask you, was she going to go to some type of musical arts program? But with her idea of going into nursing and stuff, going into a school that features just music might not be productive to what her goals are.
Well, we want to versatile. Okay. So we don't want to stick with just music and then your brain stuck on just music. We would want her to expand her brain.
Okay.
So the way we're going to do it is that nursing and music should give her enough things to do in her day to cover her whole day. That's what our plan is. We like her to stay busy. She stays busy, she stays out of here.
Okay, all right. So, Kim, would you let us know what you're going to be playing, and then you can go on from there.
I'll be playing Minuet in G by Ludwig van Beethoven.
Okay, and then the second one's going to be?
Minuet by Bolsorini.
Okay, all right. So now announce again what you're getting ready to start playing right now.
I'll be playing Minuet in G by Beethoven.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and then our final one?
Minuet.
All right. All right. Thank you very, very, very much. And just again, I want to give you the contact number for the Urban Violinist. This 313-551-4009. And she is available for venues within the community. And where again is she going to be this evening?
She's going to be at Always Brewing tonight at 7 o'clock, 7:30.
Okay.
And
then you got something else coming up soon?
Yes. On the 19th, we also have her at the Dearborn Inn.
And what day of week is that?
That's on a Saturday.
Saturday. Okay. All right, Kim, what we're going to do is we're going to go out with Ain't No Mountain High Enough, and then just let you know that we've been listening to WHFR Dearborn. The featured artist for Motor Life was the urban violinist Kim Brady. And here we go with Ain't No Mountain High Enough. And thank you very much for participating, Kim.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. We have been listening to Motor Live and the featured artist today with the urban violinist, Kim Brady. And I want to thank him very much for participating. This is WHFR Dearborn.
HFR Radio began as a dream shared by the members of a Henry Ford Community College student club in 1962, who programmed music daily over the public address system into the large dining room of the student center. I'm very proud to have been the WHFR station advisor since 1976, helping them get the license in 1979 and on the air in 1985. Especially, I want to thank the thousands of these Henry Ford Community College student and alumni volunteers that over the years have been the essential part creating a one-of-a-kind, unique medium, all the music and information little heard elsewhere on Detroit radio. 30 years, and we're just getting started.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to